It is 11 minutes after 12 o'clock on 91.3 WYSO. And throughout this week between Christmas and New Year's, we're featuring live music from right here in the Miami Valley on Excursions in the noon hour. It is with just great relish, a great treat, and anticipation that we welcome Shoofly into the studio. It is Emma Young, Rick Good, Sharon Leahy, Ben Cooper from Sawgrass, and many more has come by to join us as well. And we're pleased to have Lindsay Young from the Red Stick Ramblers picking with us today as well. Together, at least loosely, roughly, they're known as Shoofly, and it's just a great treat to have you here. Welcome. You hear me, don't you, Sharon?
A treat to be here.
Very good. Thank you so much for coming by. You guys have got more strings. I'm going to count them while you're playing, but if you'd be so kind enough as to hit us a lick, it's live in the studio on Excursions. Shoofly.
All right. Here's an old standard from a fella that lived in Dayton, Ohio, back in the late 1800s, named Gussie Davis. He wrote this song, and it's become a chestnut in bluegrass and country music. One, two, three.
Near a quiet country village stood a maple on the hill, where I sat with my Geneva long ago. As the stars were shining brightly, we could hear the whippoorwill. We sat beneath that maple on the hill. We would sing love songs together as the stars began to shine. We would listen to the murmur of the rill. Will you love me, little darling, as you did in days gone by, when we sat beneath that maple on the hill?
Lord Davis.
That one got around, didn't it? That's nice.
I sure did.
Shoofly live on 91.3 WYSO.
What else did he write, Rick?
Well, he wrote a lot of other things, including what became Good Night Irene is probably the most recognizable number. While we're kind of doing Ohio-centric numbers. We're going to have Lindsay and Emma step up and sing another classic of country music. These are words of warning. You know, always remember, if you're a young lady and you're in a folk song, do not go down by the river.
Just a walk a little way. As we walked on there, we talked all about our wedding day. Only say that you'll be mine in our home. Her by her lily white hand, dragged her down that bank of sand. There I throwed her in to drown. I watched her as she floated down. Only say that you'll be mine. Walking home about half past one, thinking of the deed I'd done. I killed the girl I love, you see, because she would not marry me. Only say that you'll be mine in our home. The banks of the Ohio. The very next morn, about half past four, sheriff's man knocked at my door. Said, now, young man, come now and go down to the banks of the Ohio. Only say in our home, we'll happy be down beside where the waters flow on the banks of the Ohio.
Shoe Fly live in the studio on 91.3 WYSO, singing about Ohio, songs written in Ohio, and everyone in that room is got Ohio roots and tentacles. And also, I was noticing everybody in that room is related one way or another. We got some good blood harmony, good family band. It's Rick Good, Sharon Leahy, and Emma Young with her husband, and that we claim him by marriage.
Oh yes,
Lindsay Young and Ben Cooper in the studio. Thanks again for stopping by. We're sort of celebrating the richness that is Ohio, and you guys have been taking Ohio on the road for a lot of years.
Yes, we have. Yep. Representing not only Ohio, but Dayton, all over the world, actually, with Rhythm and Shoes. And that was a pleasure and an honor to do. And now we're taking off with this little family group, Shoe Fly, and...
And sending a tentacle down to Louisiana.
Yes,
so there's like this new, you got a grappling hook that's going to be guiding us down that way. Of course, Shoe Fly takes, shoe from Rhythm and Shoes. Mm-hmm. It's spelled S-H-O-E-F-L-Y. You guys have a brand new record just out. You can you get it online at LeahyGood.com?
Yeah, you can go to CD Baby or iTunes. You know, we're hooked up.
We're plugged in.
All the modern conveniences.
You just released that record, and it's a good one. And tell us a little bit about making that, and a couple of your favorite, if you will, chestnuts on there.
Well, it was recorded in Dayton, Ohio, at Encore Studios, and we worked on it for a long, long time, and used all the latest technology. Banjo tuner.
Everything's up to date in Kansas City and Dayton, Ohio.
We use tuners and all that kind of capos and tuners, all that stuff.
I counted. You guys got 23 strings in there and a couple of capos, too.
Nice.
Shoe Fly Live on 91.3 WYSO. Will you hit us another lick there?
Yeah, here's a tune that I first learned from the late, great Fiddlin' Van Kidwell, who long-time WISO listeners are certainly familiar with Fiddlin' Van Kidwell. Recorded a couple albums with him. He was kind of my guru. I learned to play the banjo to his hard-driving fiddle, and this is a tune called Durham's Reel that exemplifies his take-no-prisoners style of old-time fiddling.
Lindsay and Ben are going to do the same.
Shoe Fly Live on 91.3 WYSO.
Ready, guys?
Hold on. Round two.
Rewind.
Durham's Reel.
One, two, three.
Shoe Fly Live on 91.3 WI. So you got another one for us?
Yeah, if you like that kind of music. you can go to the trolley every Wednesday night and actually learn how to play it. I've seen you there, Nikki.
It's one of my favorite places to go. It's one of the nights that I can actually sneak away, and it's such a beautiful vibe, great feel. It's kind of a loose circle, if you will. Rick Good and Ben Cooper generally heading up the band of gypsies there. But it's kind of, if you want to play, if you want to sit in, you're invited every Wednesday night.
Absolutely. If you want to learn how to play old-time music, if you have a mandolin that's been sitting in the attic or uncle gave you a guitar, a mandolin, fiddle's a little bit harder, but you can always jump in there and just kind of sit in the back and pick up the music and get the rhythm and stuff, and even dance. Sometimes we even break out the Virginia reel.
And you have done a square dance call once or twice in your life, so you might
I have.
You might be out there cutting a little corner of the rug yourself. It's Shoofly live in the studio on 91.3 WYSR. The new album is available at all the cool digital outlets, or you can maybe even request a physical copy with artwork of your very own at their website. It's LeahyGood.com. LeahyGood.com/shoefly, spelled like the shoe on your foot, all one word. Such a delight to have you live in the studio. Particularly, it's fun to have Lindsey Young in the studio. He's a member of one of my favorite Louisiana bands, the Red Stick Ramblers. And Lindsey, you brought an accordion. You're going to be busting out at some point today, correct?
Yeah, I'll be busting something. Maybe eardrums, I don't know.
Also, it's worth noting, those fans of Treme, we've had a couple of the characters. Lindsey, remind me, is it Rogan? What's that fellow's name? Amazing singer. He's a piano player. He also has a character based on him that's in Treme. Is it Rogan? Suddenly, I'm totally blanking on his last name. He recently played the trolley down the trolley stop there down in the heart of the Oregon District.
I'm not sure which character is he in Treme, do you know?
He's a radio, a DJ.
Yeah,
it's on the tip of both of our tongues.
Davis McAlary is his character's name.
And he's Davis Rogan in real life.
He's Steve Zahn, actually, is his real name.
Well, that's not what he said when he came through and sat here. We're gonna try to interview all the characters on Treme before it's all done here on Excursions. But this is kind of a sweet thing if fans of Treme will want to keep their ears peeled, because the Red Stick Ramblers, Made in the Shade, is going to be showing up on one of these upcoming episodes. But that's just a little something to look forward to. Right now, we're just delighted to be in the company of Shoofly. Rick, what do you got up your sleeve there?
We got a song from the new Shoofly CD that is a song that I wrote about a guy that's kind of lost out in the middle of nowhere late at night. And the song kind of sets the mood, tells what things are going on. He's kind of been down on his luck for a while, and he finally got left. And he's thinking, well, maybe things aren't so bad after all.
Aww.
It's a desolate place out in the mountains, and it's nighttime, and it's very foggy, and the name of the song is Foggy Mountain, Broke Down.
It's Shoofly on YSO.
Here we go. 1, 2, 3.
Well, there's a heavy fog, and it hides the mountain. All alone, not a soul around. One doubtful heart, one thing for certain. She's up and gone, and I'm broke down. I never cared too much for talking. Out here alone, I can't hear a sound. It's a dream come true, I'm back to walk. Been gone and I'm broke down. Can't see no cars on the county highway. Won't be no ride 9 miles from town. Where are the stars that mystify me? Why must they hide when I'm broke down? Alone, I can't hear a sound. It's a dream come true. dog, and it hides the mountain. I lost the only love I found. So many memories, but who's accounting? She's up and gone.
Shoofly from the new one, 650, live on 91.3 WYSO. It's a great record. You can get your copy by searching that. You get it CD Baby, a lot of other outlets as well. Can you hit us another?
Sure. I just want to make sure that everybody knew 650 wasn't the price.
What is that? What is that, then?
650 is actually the call numbers of AM, 650 AM, WSM, home of the Grand Ole Opry.
Oh, well, there you go. How lovely. And you used to be able to pick that up pretty clearly up this way. Isn't that right?
You know, when I leave the jam session every Wednesday night, yeah. it's late.
Yeah.
It's like around 12:30, 1 o'clock, and I'm driving home. And that's what the music's all about, because that's way back Wednesday when Eddie Stubbs is playing all the old stuff from the Opry, you know. And you'd be able to hear kind of over this hissy AM sound. Yeah, you hear
it. I love it.
Just barely. You can hear like Lefty Frizzell and Webb Pierce and Kitty Wells playing over the radio, and it's ghostly.
It is, and it's kind of like magic as well. It's like strange, wonderful hauntings from the sky.
Right.
In this digital age, radio still has that ability to sort of like bounce off the stratosphere and hit us wherever we are. Lovely notion. 650, thank you for sharing that.
You can hear all that same music, too, right here on WYSO.
On a Saturday night with our beloved Tom Duffy. Yeah.
Yeah. How about John Henry?
Yeah.
Shoofly Live on YSO.
Yeah, here's a tune we almost played a few minutes ago, but those delightful holiday inexactitudes are just what let you know that this is live radio. Live music crawling out of your radio. And here's another classic. We're hitting all the classics tonight, or today. John Henry. Oh,
love it. One of those tunes that just lives on and on and on. Something captivating about that tale, John Henry, the legend of It's Shoofly Live on 91.3 WYSO. Rick, I just loved to watch you guys play. I love watching, hearing, making it happen. Thanks for stopping by.
It's good radio.
You're a student. What do you think? When did you first hear the tune John Henry? Were you born with that in your ear?
I was sitting on my mama's knee.
And you took up a banjo in your right hand. Shoofly Live on YSO. Will you play us another?
Well, do you have anything you have to do? Because we could get Lindsay to get his accordion ready. And
let's do that. As a matter of fact, I have to thank some of the people that put some money out our way and make these broadcasts possible. I'll just fade you down while you set up there, a little bit of business, and we'll be right back with Shoofly Live on YSO. Support for WYSO comes from listeners like you and from Drs. Larry Fish and Gary Lau of Greater Ohio Eye Surgeons, with offices in Springfield, London, Urbana, and Bellefontaine, offering custom view LASIK and multifocal cataract implant surgery to help you see your world more clearly. Information at goeyesurgeons.com or 937-324-EYES. YSO is also supported by DaytonMostMetro.com, featuring the latest in arts and entertainment, including Onstage Dayton, with what's new, reviews, updates, and ticket information for professional and community theater productions across this region. Online at DaytonMostMetro.com.
Hi everyone, this is Pat Mitchell-Worley, host of Bill Street Caravan. Join me each week as we take you to blues clubs and festivals around the world. Plus, we have feature host segments that tell you the story behind the music. That's Bill Street Caravan tonight at 11 after Shake and Dave on WYSO.
Hi, I'm Nina Ellis, General Manager of WYSO. We've had a wonderful year here, and we want to thank our members, new ones, and long-timers. Many of you have given additional gifts this month and sent us notes of encouragement. We wish we could write a note to every one of you, too, and give you a little hug. You still have time to become a member this year if you haven't yet. It's tax-deductible, and you'll feel great. Plus, you'll have our heartfelt thanks.
Just 20 minutes before 1 o'clock. We'll return with live music with Shoofly in just a moment. We got sunny skies and 45, but don't settle in quite yet. Snow rolling in, 100% chance of precipitation tomorrow. And as we bottom out in the mid-30s tonight and hover, 35 overnight, and then only 36 for the high tomorrow. So we'll be holding 12 hours or more, right, in the mid-30s as the chance of rain becomes 100% tomorrow morning. That could mix with snow, depending upon how exactly that temperature break. So little or no accumulation is expected, but by Tuesday night, much colder, 26 degrees and a 40% chance of snow. But by Wednesday, mid-30s and mostly sunny, and maybe even 40 degrees by Thursday. Nothing like some good live music to get you dancing, keep the blood flowing, and keep you warm all winter long. It's just a great treat to have in the studio today. Shoofly, and thanks. Tell us a little bit, Mr. Lindsay Young there, about this accordion that you're holding there, because it's a beautiful small thing. Not like the big German Umpapa accordions that we have up this German Dayton way.
Well, this is actually a German, this is modeled after a German accordion that was called a Sterling. It's a diatonic accordion. So technically it is German, and we got it from the German immigrants that came to Louisiana to start farming way back when. Some people even say they came from elsewhere, but we won't get into all that.
Yeah.
This accordion was made by my good friend Joel Savoy, the son of Mark Savoy, who was one of the first couple of people in Louisiana to start reproducing these old styles of accordions, and they're known as Cajun accordions as well, you know, because Cajuns have been playing them for so long. This was a gift from my lovely wife, Emma, for our wedding just over a year ago. she got the reeds and the bellows from my grandmother. My grandfather had had gotten them from Mark Savoy way back when he expressed interest in building one of these things, and he never got around to it. So Emma had the lovely thought of having these incorporated into a new instrument for me, and
so
I think sometimes
nice.
I wonder if she regrets giving it to me because I'm honking on her all the time.
Well, it's funny; it's a thing of beauty, and now we find out it has a deep soul as well. That's
sure does,
great.
Yeah.
It's a pleasure to have Shoofly live and a part of the tentacles that we're casting down Louisiana way. I'll note that way on in the future in October, there's something that you folks will all be a part of, and something that you put on, Lindsay, called the Black Pot Festival and Cook-Off. That's gets underway exactly where? Just around Halloween time.
It's in an old Acadian village. It's a mock-up of an old Acadian village, which is what a lot of the small towns in Louisiana would have looked like when the Acadians first arrived around mid 1700s in Louisiana. We have it there. This is next year will be our seventh year doing the festival, and it's a lot of fun. We've sort of incorporated all our favorite elements of all the festivals that we go to around the country. Traveling as a band, lots of great music on stage: Zydeco, Cajun, blues, mostly Louisiana music, but also some Appalachian music. Shoofly, the Good and Young Band, which is a configuration of Shoofly, has performed there a couple of times, and we got square dancing, Zydeco, Cajun, listening crowds in a little chapel stage, and then also jamming, a lot of jamming and hanging out that goes on after the music shuts down around midnight, and then also a cook-off on the Saturday, which
it's a big part of it. It's like a part of the thing. It's all steeped with Cajun food.
It's just a big party, and it's pretty much the best festival in the world, we think. So.
And it's called. And you can find out more information and find out exactly when Black Pot Festival is it .com?
Yeah, blackpotfestival.com. Yeah,
you can check that out. Lindsay Young, of course, plays with the Red Stick Ramblers, but we're so delighted that he's here playing with Shoofly today. And
as am I.
Will you hit us another?
We sure will. We're going to do a little song right here called J'étais au bal hier au soir. Went to the dance last night. I'm going to the dance again tonight. And circumstances willing, I'm going to the dance again tomorrow night. So here goes.
Thank you.
Shoofly Plus live on 91.3 WYSO. Go ahead and play another one. Don't worry about the headphones. I'd love for you to play another if you would.
All right, we're gonna do a waltz right here, an old timey waltz.
Very good. We could dance all night. This is member supported public radio 91.3. I got the best seat in the house, I'll tell you that right now. It's Shoofly Live on 91.3 WYSO. Emma Young, thank you for making a string to this fella and bringing him, making a connection to our beautiful Gem City. Thanks.
My pleasure.
It's live music all week in the noon hour, and it's just a great, great pleasure to have in the studio today, Shoofly. And new record just out. You can find out more on all the digital connections. It's Shoofly, one word, shoe like what you put on your foot, fly like that thing you swat, or you can go to LeahyGood.com and find information there as well. Sharon, you and Rick are up to some fun with one of my favorite outfits, arts gatherings in the city, and that's Zoot Theater. And in April, we have quite a treat to look forward to. Can you tell us a little about that?
Yes, I am directing a production of Steinbeck's Pearl. So if you know that story, The Pearl, it's a very kind of a dark and serious tale about greed and wealth and how that can change your life and not always in a good way. Tristan, of course, is a genius when it comes to mask and puppet making, and so it's always wonderful to work with him, and I'm very excited about that. And Rick is going to write music for it. So we're looking forward to that. That's going to be April 12th, 13th, and 14th at the the Schuster Center in
at the Mateel Theater. They're resident artists there in the Mateel.
They are.
Zoot. Yep.
So we're looking forward to that tale. Last time we worked with them, I did a pretty dark version of Hansel and Gretel. So I guess I tend towards some dark stories. I play so much happy music and do some tap dancing and clogging, and it's all very happy, up, up, up.
We all have to get introspective, though. We all you have to look inward and look in the shadows every once in a while. Well, we'll look forward to that. I hope you guys will come back in April. Let's do that just before
Absolutely.
That takes the stage. We're live in the studio, just a few minutes left in this hour. And if you guys could play one more, what a delight. Just a treat to have so many fine pickers here in the studio and making it happen. It's Excursions on member-supported public radio. 91.3 WYSO. There's some discussion. What's this last one going to be?
Willow Garden's a tune.
Yeah.
Are
you going to play Willow Garden?
Yeah.
Yes!
Yeah, all right.
One of my all-time faves.
All right.
Let's have it.
This is good. It's a request from request from Nikki.
Yeah. She fly live.
We are. I am so glad that Lindsay is... is so much better at playing old-time music than I am at playing Cajun music.
That's debatable.
Aww.
But here's Emma and Lindsay to sing another murder ballad. They seem drawn towards those.
Yeah, they seem to specialize in those. And I hope it's not an indication of anything.
It's just part of the human soul.
Thank you.
Perfect timing. Shoofly live on 91.3 WYSO, Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield, and online at WYSO.org. You can find out more how to get your copy of the new disc, 650. We learned today how that's named, and that's at LeahyGood.com. Shoofly, or just search it online. It's available at all the finer digital outlets. Miss Emma Young, Mr. Lindsay Young, thanks for being here. Sharon, Rick, Ben Cooper, thank you for coming by today. Thanks for treating us with live music. You keep us posted, all right?
Thanks, Nikki.
Thank you. Well, thanks.